This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, so we come in here every single morning. We start the show with the nation's song. It's a good foundation. And we always dedicate it out to a group of individuals, whether it's a part of an organization, maybe it's your part of an organization. And that's where you're coming in, Slater.
Yeah, I went to the grocery store last night and I was freaking out. They were out of Checkers fries in the frozen food section. So I asked
those are good
guy,
fries, by the way.
Yeah, so okay. Some of the best.
By the way, same fries at rallies.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. It's the same place.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
So I was like, these are the only fries that the entire family agrees is okay. Because if not, you got taters, wedges. Like, what are you going to do?
Sure.
So the guy went to the back and he grabbed a bag and he said, I don't know how long these have been there, but it's the last bag. You want it? And it did look like it had been there for a little bit. But I said to myself, it's frozen foods and it's French fries.
There you go.
So we made them last night. Absolutely great.
You know, can we just give love to anybody who goes above and beyond?
Absolutely.
Because, okay, so it may not have been the grocery store for us. It was the Nike outlet over in Winter Garden. But Zach, my son, went to the guy working there and he said, hey, I don't see any smalls. Is there any possibility that there's some in the back? Don't you hate it when you ask somebody, is there any in the back? And they're like, nope. Everything you see is out here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everything you see. Well, this guy went back and he found one.
Aww.
So just like your guy who went
unbelievable.
Back.
Unbelievable.
This could be anybody, anywhere.
Absolutely.
That you actually take the time. Yes, it's an additional 3 minutes. Yes, it's an additional sacrifice. But look at that. We're talking about you on the air this morning.
Unbelievable.
And our friends that do work in the frozen food section, I mean, I give them a lot of credit because I'm cold right now and I've got a sweater on. So I can't imagine how cold they are going in and out of those freezers all day long.
It's freezing. It's freezing there.
Literally.
So to you this morning from us here at K92.3, the national anthem.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
All the good things are happening this morning on the show, and that's why we've got Doing the Right Thing.
If we can take you back to high school, if you were lucky enough to go to prom, think about your prom experience, okay? You girls probably had an amazing dress that you were really proud of. Put it all together. You got to think that there are so many that are not able to afford those prom dresses, and that has come to an end thanks to this Girl Scout in Pennsylvania named Chloe Britt, who organized a prom dress giveaway on Sunday and collected over 150 dresses plus shoes. Again, she's in fifth grade.
I was going to say.
That's
like,
amazing.
One of her friends was talking about how her older sister wanted to go to prom, couldn't afford the dress.
Wow.
And Chloe goes, you know what? I'm going to put an end to this. Here's Chloe Britt talking about why it was so important to her.
My friend wasn't able to afford dresses, so we bought some for her. That's the reason I did this prom closet.
Okay, so, well, I mean, she sounds very young. What I think is interesting is that this is somebody who overheard and then jumped into action. So not even somebody who's like personally affected by it. It's not even like my sister. I overheard this and then I jumped into action.
Yeah.
I have to say, way to go, mom and dad, and give a lot of credit to the parents because, I mean, in fifth grade, she probably mentioned to her mom and dad, this is what's going on at school, and they helped her put this together and get everything ready to be able to collect these dresses.
Chloe, I'm glad you said that because let's be honest, they were probably the ones who did the majority of the footwork, right? Grabbing the dresses, going from point A to point B with the daughter. And
I just was at the store the other day. I've seen all the prom dresses. They're out right now.
That's
because
right.
So many of our high schools are getting ready for prom and they're not inexpensive. They are very, very expensive.
And on top of all that, you got to think too, the what do they call them? The seamstresses that need to make any alterations to them. Get this. The next door neighbor to where Chloe lived is a seamstress and did all the alterations on these 150 dresses for free.
Wow.
On top of everything else.
No coincidences, guys.
All it takes is one fifth grader that hears something and goes, you know what? Why don't we do it? Like, how many of us are adults and are like, yeah, I wish something could be done about that?
Yeah, this is a great example that every human has power, whether you're a child or you're an elderly. Yeah.
And think about how beautiful these high school girls are going to feel when they get to step foot into prom and look through all these amazing dresses.
They're turning into real-life princesses because of this. This Chloe Britt, today we celebrate you for doing the right thing.
Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the Right Thing.
On K92.3.
There he is. That's the man right there, Chris Jansen. By the way, we just saw him, 2 weeks ago at SeaWorld?
It was, yeah, Seven Seas Food Festival.
Yeah, it's Obi, Chloe, Slater. This is K92.3, where we love to take our country superstars like him and put them in the hot seat.
If you missed the full conversation we had with Chris Jansen and The Rock starring in his new music video and their friendship, you can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts.
And something we love doing is playing the $1,000 Minute with some of the biggest stars.
Dang, yeah.
Can we play? Okay.
Yeah.
We're on with Chris Jansen. Again, it's 10 trivia questions. We put 60 seconds on the clock. And usually our listeners win $1,000. We love you so much, but we can't give you $1,000.
We don't have $1,000 to give you, Chris.
I don't want $1,000. If it ever comes up for somebody who needs it down there, then we'll make it happen.
All right, awesome. There we go.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to start the clock. You've got 10 questions to answer in 60 seconds.
Here we go with question number one. Chris Jansen, this city is known as Music City.
Nashville.
What show is Elmo on?
Sesame Street.
How many wisdom teeth does the average adult have?
Oh, God. Four.
Which country artist sings the song Chattahoochee?
Alan Jackson.
What type of bird is known as a symbol of peace?
A turtle dove.
You wear this print to blend in while hunting.
Bottomland.
Which book series introduces the character Dumbledore?
Oh.
Tough one.
That I'm going to have to say Hall Pass. I don't know.
The song Circle of Life is from which Disney movie?
Lion King.
True or false, a stop sign is in the shape of an octagon.
True.
And then last question, what is a male turkey called?
Tom.
Okay.
Whoa! Chris Jansen.
He beat the 60 seconds, too.
He definitely did.
Do you want to take just a stab at the one you passed on? Which book series introduces the character Dumbledore?
Maybe Harry Potter?
That's it!
Got it!
Chris, are you serious?
One, bro.
Every one
of them!
Are you dead serious?
Yes.
Yeah, so serious.
But I'm also dead serious about the $1,000. We don't have it.
No problem. Full disclosure for you guys and the listeners, I'm not a dentist, and I'm also not a Harry Potter person. I'm not a lot of things that were in those questions, but I know one thing I am. Smart.
Yeah, you are.
That was really
you killed
good.
It, man.
That was
Chris
awesome.
Jansen, anytime you want on our show, bro, you have a seat here, man.
Well, I appreciate that very much. You guys are so kind, and I want to say, honestly, thank you for the support on the song. It means a lot to me, and I honestly, out of all the songs I've ever had, I really, really, really love this one. I'm really proud of it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. We love it, too, and we are cheering you on here in Orlando, Chris. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too.
You too, brother.
Thanks.
Man, what a great time with Chris
He's
Jansen.
The best.
Again, if you want to catch the full interview, that is where you find your podcasts, right there on the K92.3 app.
But up next, Jelly Roll, facing his nightmares and taking us to a place that's haunted him for years. That I'll access, hearing from him in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
We'll hear from Jelly Roll taking us back to a place that haunted him for so many years, and he's doing so much good for it now. But first, it was a few months back that Morgan Wallen announced he'd be opening a bar in downtown Nashville where he said, just so many other of our country superstars will have a place. He was super excited about it. It's called This Bar and Tennessee Kitchen. It's a 6-story venue right there downtown Nashville.
6 stories, y'all.
That is massive.
6 stories. And here's the way that most of those honky-tonk bars work is that on each floor is a different act. So you could have one floor that's all hip-hop. Mm-hmm. You could have another floor that's all old country.
Right.
It is super, super cool. If you've never had the chance to travel out to Nashville, add it to your bucket list because it's awesome to experience it. Well, a source shared that he's also not only just opening one up in Nashville, but Las Vegas. On the Vegas Strip, it'll be a second location. The restaurant, from what I read this morning after doing some digging, is about a $9 million contract. So it is also going to be humongous.
Now, why is it called This Bar? Why is Morgan Wallen's This Bar?
So it's a play on words for his song. He literally has a song called This Bar. I found myself in this bar.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a play on words with his music.
I'm to understand that all the chairs are going to be inflatables. So this way, if you have to throw them or anything like that, they won't hurt anybody.
Too soon, bro.
You are too funny, Obi. Very funny. But we are so excited for Morgan Wallen. And Darius Rucker headed out on a book tour. He has a memoir. It's coming out called Life's Too Short. It'll be here May 28th, and the book is just all about his music career and the highs and lows that he's faced on the road and just Jarius's life journey and raising kiddos and all the things. And so the book you can pre-order now, but again, he's going on a book tour.
I have to remind myself that Darius Rucker was a huge star before we even knew his name. We thought he was Hootie.
Mm. We did.
We thought his name was Hootie, and we thought that the rest of the dudes was Blowfish. So, I mean, you know, he does have a rich history that dates back all the way. You know, Gwen Stefani, when Gwen Stefani was hot, so was Darius Rucker and Hootie and the Blowfish. But nobody knew him as a solo act, so I can't wait to get my hands on this book.
Yeah, way different.
Absolutely. And again, he will actually go in depth, just talk more about Hootie and the Blowfish and his career back then to who he is now and his, you know, step into country music. So that book, May 28th, will be out. And then lastly, our guy Jelly Roll, we love him just so, so much. He's talked a lot about his past. He spent a lot of time growing up in juvenile detention centers in Tennessee, and he's given back by building a music studio in the same facility that he spent a lot of time in. And here's Jelly talking more about it.
I got emotional when I realized how many writers came here today to give their time to these kids. And when I was in juvenile, we never got a visitor. We never had a mentor. Nobody ever came to see us.
Wow. Hey, you know what? That's pretty strong what he says there, that when he was in juvie, they never had any visitors. They never had any mentors. And that's important because sometimes those kids, whether it was a fatherless house or they didn't have mentors growing up, like they think that that's it. That's going to be their life. Mm-hmm. This is all I have to give is now to be this criminal or bad acting person. Nobody's ever going to give me a shot.
Well,
and look at Jelly Roll.
Exactly. And that's just proof. I mean, you look at Jelly Roll and what his past was like and who he is today. Like, you can come out of that. You can do great things, and he is doing wonderful things for so many people.
It's going to take some people with courage to want to step into those places and mentor those kids and be a guest speaker at those places.
Sure. Well, and you got to think, anything that you have experienced, you can also hand that along. Like, I know years ago, and I'm sure he still does it, Kane Brown would have like a Boys and Girls Club meeting beforehand.
Yeah.
So it'd be a private meet and greet, and they would play cornhole or do whatever and just hang out. Because he didn't have that figure. So Boys and Girls Clubs meant a lot to him. So Jelly's doing that with juvenile detention centers and making his own stamp on something that could go so bad.
I love it, yeah.
And it's funny you say that because I just saw that Kane was actually at a Boys and Girls Club meeting recently and hanging out with the kiddos. So pretty amazing what all of our country superstars are doing. And again, I know I said it, but we really do just love Jelly Roll. How could you not? You can see all these stories up online at K923Orlando.com. And up next, we've got $1,000 Minute, 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds goes up on that clock. And if you think you have what it takes, we're hooking you up with $1,000. You can sign up right now. We'll give you a call on the K923.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K923.
We are talking to Nick out in Port Orange
today,
everybody. So, Nick, you were talking to us off the air, and you were saying that you're an amusement park junkie. You and your wife love SeaWorld especially.
Yes.
It's a pleasure to get to know somebody who takes advantage of the treasures that we have right here in our backyard.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Nick, what's your favorite ride out of all the amusement parks that we have here in Central Florida?
The Manta.
Ooh, that's a good one. All right.
Good deal. Yeah, we've got 10 questions for you, Nick. 60 seconds up on the clock.
Nick, these questions, you can pass them. So if you want to say pass, we can come back to it at the end so you don't take up too much time. But whatever you lock in first is what I'll have to take, okay?
Okay.
No wrong answers, okay?
Okay.
All right. Ready, OB? Here we go. With 60 seconds on the clock, Nick, question number one. Roy G. Biv is the acronym for what?
Pass.
Cumulus is a type of what?
Temperature.
Name the three Rice Krispie elves.
Oh, good Lord. Snap, crackle, and pop.
What kind of alcohol is in a mimosa?
Vodka.
Which country artist sings No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problem?
Skinny Chesney.
This artist is known as Champagne Poppy.
P. Diddy. I don't know.
What's the third to the last letter in the alphabet?
X.
What is Orlando Magic's mascot?
Alien-looking thing.
How many dimes would you need to make a dollar?
10.
Oh, that's time. Oh, that's time. Man, I really enjoyed that, Nick.
That was fun.
And I wasn't laughing at you. This is just a fun game where we're playing along, too.
You're up against time.
Yeah. Right.
Good stuff, man.
You walked away with 5 correct answers. You skipped a couple. Let's go to the top. Roy G. Biv, the acronym, is the colors of the rainbow.
Cumulus
is actually a type of cloud, not a temperature that you guessed. Yeah. Mimosa with vodka will definitely get you rocked more than champagne, which is what is usually traditionally.
I think and one is.
I never drunk a mimosa. I was always a beer guy.
Oh, yeah. Nick, we got to get you a mimosa on a good Sunday afternoon.
Oddly, Champagne Poppy, that's Drake, not P. Diddy.
Well, the way P. Diddy's going, he might as well been.
But no, regardless,
no arguments.
Don't walk away with 1,000, but do walk away with 3-day passes to Country Thunder. You got a pair of them.
Awesome. Woo. Thank you guys so much. Me and my wife will enjoy that. That's our anniversary present.
Hey.
So sweet. Good. Well, Nick, wish her a very happy birthday from us.
It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, brother. We now consider you friend, and we call out the rest of Port Orange to get on this $1,000 minute.
Definitely, definitely. Love you guys. I listen every morning.
You're the best.
Thank you. The $1,000 minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Over in Belle Isle, talking to Walter. Walter, your scenario is a little different. Did you say that you're a tarot card reader?
Yeah. So I've been doing tarot now for like about 20 years.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
Is that lucrative? You make a lot of money with that?
Well, when you're good and you have a pretty good success rate, it is, yes.
Huh.
Have you had people come back to you?
Actually, most of my business is repeat clients.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay, so you're good at your job.
So I'm just going to flat out say I don't believe in that stuff. I mean, unless, of course, you're tapped into something a little, I don't know, mysterious. But are you accurate?
So, yeah, I typically get that response when people initially meet with me. And then, of course, the messages are in the cards in my delivery. And when people see kind of experience for themselves and how the accuracy is usually spot on,
I guess
that's what makes them come back.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be a hater. Don't take it like that. So okay,
I totally get it. This is part of it. So
why are you hitting the panic button?
Well, so one of my recent clients, the repeat client, this client was feeling very lucky and wanted to play the lottery and essentially asked me for my input on numbers. The numbers I gave them actually were not jackpot numbers, but the winning numbers. So they ended up playing these numbers and they won $525,000.
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
Way to go, buddy.
Can you read my numbers?
Chloe, that's not very professional.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I don't typically have people who come to me for that kind of thing, but I felt pretty good about it. And, you know, the results were positive. So, I mean, $525,000, they're very happy. I feel like I deserve a little piece of the pie of that.
That makes sense. That's why you're calling in, because you feel that you deserve some of that money.
Yeah, I do, actually. And I've helped these clients numerous times, different aspects of their life, and now they've won, and now they've completely blocked me, and so I haven't heard back
from
them.
Wait a minute. They blocked you?
Well, it seems like my communication isn't making it over to them, so it looks like they've blocked me.
If can't you just open up the cards and see where they're at? Is that not how that works? If you can see the numbers.
I mean, you know, sometimes it's not that black and white, but I obviously I'm coming this route first, kind of get some input.
Walter, I'm just going to be 100% honest with you. You didn't make a pact that they owed you any money. There was no handshake involved.
Yeah, but so, sometimes you know what you know.
Okay, well, Walter, then you should have done that up front.
He said
there was a slight understanding that if they, in fact, did win, they said they would definitely take care of me And they said that themselves.
Okay. I'm just curious, if you know the numbers of the lottery, why wouldn't you just play every single night and you would be a millionaire?
That's a fair question. When it comes to tarot, when it comes to spiritual energy and whatnot, it is a bit unethical with me knowing this kind of stuff for me to do it in favor of myself.
Sure.
Sometimes it kind of doesn't work. Wow. It doesn't really work that way, and it can kind of backfire. So when it's for someone else, it's not a selfish intent.
Walter, you're a gem of a guy, right? To actually not break that ethical code. For me, it's not that they didn't give you any money. It's that they're blocking you and not even having...
Yeah, that's messed up. Because like, you gave them the numbers.
Yeah, think about it, Chloe, because then that's actually taking... Since they were repeat customers, that's taking that future money for readings.
Right.
And that's taking that off the table, too. So okay. He's not getting any of it.
All right. Well, Walter, we will throw this out there to our sweet listeners and see what we can come up with, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Man, we're on with Olivia. You're the first person responding to our tarot card dude.
Hey, man, listen, I'm with the tarot reader. Like, without me, you wouldn't have had those numbers. Like, I'm working hard, giving out great advice all day. Like, break me off, you know what I mean? Without me, you wouldn't have had that money.
Olivia, we don't mean to stop you, but if you could hang on 6 minutes, I want to hear about all this breaking offage you're talking about.
Oh, boy.
K92.3.
Join the conversation
with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Walter's hitting the panic button today. He's a wizard. Well, kind of. He's a tarot card reader and gave the lottery numbers to a client of his. Ended up making that client $525,000.
That's a lot of money.
That's a ton of money.
And now they're ghosting Walter. Don't want to give him any money. Actually, not even talking to him anymore. And Olivia, you think that maybe he should get a cut?
Absolutely. Right is right. Like, I just helped you change your life. Pay me my due. Like, I need my money.
I know, but they paid him to read their cards, and they had asked, hey, give me some numbers, and he did. You know, he was doing his job. I get it. Would the right thing to do to give him a few thousand dollars? Of course. But he doesn't technically have to.
I mean, he doesn't technically have to, but wouldn't you want that good karma to keep coming to you? Like...
You're right.
Someone helped you.
Like, I hate to be the one. I mean, if you're somebody who believes in this stuff, he should have seen this coming.
Okay.
I need to call the reader myself.
That's what I said. I want to know my numbers.
I think this client's going to be headed to that burning place if they don't actually. I don't want to say it.
I don't know, man.
Exactly.
Well, we appreciate you so much for chiming in, Olivia.
No problem. Thanks.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Man, that song is fire, man. That is Tyler Hubbard, one half of Florida Georgia Line here on K92.3. As a matter of fact, we'll see him in May as he opens up for Kane Brown, and we'll have more tickets and meet and greet experiences as we get closer to that. Okay, so now we've got a panic button here where we're trying to help our tarot card guy. He has a business where that's what he does. You know what? I even had to Google, like, I was like, what are the different types of fortune tellers out there, you know, that are taking people's money? You have people who do palm readings. Mm-hmm. You have people who do tea leaf readings. Right? People who just do astrology. Well, this guy, his specialty is tarot cards.
Right. And it's not as easy as just a magic eight ball. That's got to be the easiest one, right? Because then yes, you're like, right? Oh.
Let me shake
magic
it.
Magic eight ball says
ask again later. And then you put your hand out so they pay you more money. This is something where if you are good at it, I do believe, because I've had stuff where they've said, hey, next year, it feels like in March, you're going to get into an accident. There might be a red truck coming up and hitting you. And I'm like, yeah, okay. The last day of March, I got into an accident and a red truck hit me.
Wow.
How? Like, am I a believer in everything? No, but I think some people can connect to it. So maybe he can, seeing that the lottery numbers that won were ones that he picked, and he told it to a client, and that client now is nowhere to be found, and he wants a cut of the money.
And here's my thing. This is his job. This is what he does every single day, what people pay him to do. Why do they owe him money?
I think he just wants some of it because they've disappeared, and they came to him.
But there was
him.
Nothing in a contract, no conversation of, hey, if you win, you owe me X amount of number of dollars.
That would be slimy doing it like that.
Okay, but hold on.
But it's his job. This is what he's supposed to do. Like, he did his job. He told them the numbers.
Friends, sometimes there are unspoken rules. Like, sometimes you know what you know. And if I know that you were the one who gave me the numbers,
right,
you know.
And he's not a bad guy. He said himself he's not going to look into the future because ethically it's not right as a tarot card reader to do that. So, he does have morals in some way.
He does.
Let's get your wisdom. Hey.
Good morning. I'm just calling in about the panic button this morning, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Gary. I'm from Polk County, Florida. You know, if you thought you deserved the money, you're so confident in your suspicious card reading, why didn't you play the numbers?
You know what? That's so true.
You're so confident.
He said it's unethical.
You know? Yeah.
And who are you to tell somebody they owe you money after you they paid you for your service?
Come on, man. Honestly, I think he's butthurt that he didn't get a cut of the money. He also is no longer being used. So he's not even making future tarot card readings because this person's just disappeared.
Yeah, it's all a scam anyow. This guy's a joke.
Oh, wow. Hey,
wow.
Appreciate you for chiming in, brother.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
No problem. Y'all have a great morning. Be blessed.
You as well.
Thank you, brother. K92.3, good morning.
I'm Glenn from Lake Mary.
All right, Glenn. Do you have any advice for our tarot card reader, dude?
I don't think he's owed anything. I'm sure he was paid for the service that he provided, and that was his compensation. And he doesn't get to come in after the fact and say, now you owe me extra money.
I agree. And I mean, granted, would the nice thing be to do, like, give him a little bit of something, like, hey, thanks so much as an appreciation. We want to give you a few $100, $1,000, whatever that may be. But he doesn't, like, need it, you know? They don't owe him anything.
That's right. I agree. I would probably give him an extra tip because I'd feel pretty good about winning $500,000, but I would not feel obligated at all.
You get $100 from me. That's all you get.
He's not getting anything. Yep. He's not even able to read their future so that way they can, you know, get another one. Morals aside, I wouldn't be. I know, Chloe, you think I got high morals. I wouldn't do it. Like, I wouldn't actually look into the future and get a lottery ticket for myself.
You wouldn't?
No, maybe I would.
You definitely would. Are you kidding me? If it's that kind of money?
Yeah, I think I would do it. I don't think there's anything amoral about that.
All right, brother. Hey, man, appreciate you.
Thanks, Glenn.
We love you.
Thank you. We're grateful for y'all. You're so sweet.
Oh, that's awesome, man. We have the best listeners. Thank you so much for your advice. There are some of you who maybe use tarot card or psychics or anything like that.
Have you ever sat with a psychic or a tarot card reader?
I did it one time a long time ago, a psychic, and I did it based off of a girl that I was dating at the time that she wanted to do it.
Really?
We went to Casadega. And, the dude told me a bunch of nonsense. Like, my car was going to need an oil change eventually.
Oh, duh. Really?
Duh. Like, eventually I was going to get a new watch. I was like, yeah.
They don't last forever.
So, no, I don't believe in that stuff.
I got you. Okay. And up next, Jelly Roll facing his nightmares and taking us to a place that's haunted him for years. Hearing from him in that All Access in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Trisha, you said you had a great date that went even as far as going to the Polynesian at Disney, which I love
fun.
That restaurant. Wow. That's where they bring you the food.
Yeah, Ohana.
Well, I'm so sorry. I'm so nervous. I've never done anything like this before. Aww.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, I've heard you guys a million times, but my girlfriend convinced me to call because it was a nice place, but it just was too much for me. It was like, I don't want to say weird food, but you know, like I think like garlic is adventurous. You know what I mean? Like I'm just a very simple.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like I like.
Did you eat the food or at least try it while you were on your date?
Well, I mean, I asked for the kind of food that I usually have, you know, like more plain.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you know, so what stuff, about our guy? What about Scott? What did you like about him that you're willing to do all this on the radio?
Well, he was so nice. You know, I kind of admired him for being so adventurous, but I mean, just, you know, like maybe if we did something like less out there and crazy.
As far as, like, it sounds like you say he's really nice. Is he really muscly? Is he one of those guys? Is that why you like him? He got dimples?
Well, he was just, I mean, he is really super cute, but.
Because it has to be more than his personality if you're actually putting all your stuff out there and going to probably find out something embarrassing that he doesn't like about you. Hmm. That's usually how this goes, the person gets like, what? You don't like because of this?
I don't know. There's nothing about me that anyone's ever told me that is weird.
Sure.
You are likable.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let's try to. Okay. We're going to try to get a hold of Scott with this number that you gave us, okay? And hopefully we can talk to him and get the both of you talking.
Okay.
Hello, this is Scott.
Hey, Scott, just the person who we wanted to talk to. My name's Obi. That's Chloe.
Good morning, Scott.
And that's Slater. So there's three of us. We're local morning show hosts for the big station here in town, K92.3.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you know the radio station? Do you know of the morning show?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't listen to you guys, but I know the station.
You know of us. Okay.
So then do you know about the second date update? Because that's what we're doing right now.
No.
So then, Scott, what we're doing is we have a $75 gift card, and it's all yours if you want to go on another date with Trisha. Trisha called us, told us she's into you.
You went to Ohana?
Uh-huh.
Okay, she also said that you're not calling her back.
Okay, that's a lot.
Sorry, I know it is. It's a lot at one time, especially if it's three people just bothering you and asking you a million questions.
Right.
Wait a minute. Like, are we on the radio right now?
Yeah, that's our job. It's pretty cool. So we're trying to figure out what it was that you didn't like about Trisha. So if it's not going to work, that's totally good. But just so she knows what she shouldn't have in her personality or something she did, maybe that was embarrassing.
This is really uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it's okay if it's something like you didn't like her teeth.
We've had that. Her nails. Maybe her nails were.
Oh, God. No, I mean, she's fine.
So I guess the next question is, then why would you not, like, call her back? I guess we're just trying to... And if you're not interested, we can tell her.
It's something that happened at Ohana. It has to be, right? Because you were having great conversations leading up until then.
Yeah, I mean, she's just a little too basic for me.
Basic as in people can call me basic because I enjoy a Starbucks and walking around Target. What do you mean?
Like a stereotypical plain girl, right?
Like, for me, I don't know, maybe this is too much, but like it's time to live, you know? People that don't want to try new things, don't want to experience life.
But how would you know that, Scott? You've only gone on one date with her. Maybe she's not as basic as you're thinking she is.
Is it because I didn't like the sauce?
Okay. Okay.
Oh, man.
So, Scott.
Is it because I just didn't want to try 300 sauces?
Trisha.
Scott, that's Trisha. You can tell.
Yeah, so Trisha.
I like my chicken plain. Is that so hard?
She doesn't seem basic now. She seems spicy.
Scott, that is Trisha. We're just trying to get the both of you to talk. So, I mean, I guess here we are.
Oh, my God. Okay, so now, definitely not.
Now you think this is weird? Well, now I'm calling the radio. Now I'm exciting.
Okay, so wait a minute. So that's it. All the cards are on the table. Scott, why is Trisha basic?
Yeah, she, wanted French fries at the Polynesian. I'm like,
yeah, it's a comfort food. Like, I like being comfortable.
You even told me, you never leave your own zip code. Like, you have no interest in traveling, experiencing other cultures. You're happy with your job, which is fine, but
yeah, it's fine. My zip code is awesome. My family's there. My friends are there. What do I need to go out for?
Do you just not enjoy the, I don't know, experiences of new places and things?
Not usually.
I mean, there are a lot of people that don't like doing that because it provides some anxiety for them. Because then they don't know.
Well, I've been on a cruise. I went on a cruise once.
Is that the only trip you've ever been on?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so hold on. Let's get back to the restaurant because you said she ordered fries. Did you experiment with tasting anything, Trisha?
Well, I have the chicken, but I mean, I had it plain. It smelled really nice.
Wow. Okay.
Sticky things, and I just. I mean, it was a really nice place, and we had such a nice time. I just,
Okay, yeah. I mean, you guys are just two different people. This is like fire.
I think
ice.
So. Yeah, and I think you want to just be able to travel and experience life in the world, and I don't know if she's going to be able to provide you with that.
That's what I thought.
Well, Trisha, now we know, right?
You should have just said, like, we don't have chemistry or something, but...
They called you basic. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, hey, we got to the bottom of it. Now at least we know the truth.
Thanks.
Sorry, Trish.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
That's Parmalee on K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. It is Obi, Chloe, Slater. Hey, hold on. Take a second. Breathe in, breathe out. I mean, yo, you're alive. That's a pretty big win so far.
Absolutely.
So now let's talk about what we're cooking up here in the studio. And Slater, you've got some interesting clothes that you just brought in.
Oh,
you're going to do this fashion show for us?
That's right. Yeah, my Amazon suits that I got for Runway to Hope.
This is like silk.
I can't wait. Yeah, well, Runway for Hope is an organization that they do things for kids. So anyways, I'll get into further depth with that because that's not what we're talking about here.
Right.
But yes,
I'm dressing up and we're going to go on Facebook Live. So if you're not doing anything in the next couple minutes, I'm going to strip down and then I'm going to get super fancy thanks to Amazon.
He's not stripping down live on Facebook. Don't worry. I had him go change in the other studio.
Are you saying that so my mom doesn't freak out? She knows what kind of a person I am.
Okay. So we'll do this in 6 minutes where you get to see these suits. We're going to choose which suit he's going to wear at Runway to Hope, the event taking place next week. Okay. Now, we have a little something that tomorrow, I want to say it's going to be around this time that we'll make the big announcement. Y'all, we try our hardest not to fail you, right? Okay, so like I even remember when we announced AJ from the Backstreet Boys, who was trying to do country. Remember when he joined us for the All-Star Jam? I remember when we made that big announcement and everybody went crazy. Even people who weren't at the Backstreet Boys, they just wanted the curiosity of what it's like to have AJ on the street. So that's one announcement that we did in the past.
How about in 2018 at All-Star Jam when we had Morgan Wallen play our show? And look at him now.
Yeah.
It's almost like we could see what the future is, right?
A little.
Like that tarot card reader from the Panic Button?
Yep. And you remember when no one knew who Garth Brooks was? And then he played the dive bar tour and stopped through Sanford, played the barn. Actually, people knew who he was at that point.
Slater.
But the massive announcements that we have had the last 41 years the K92.3 has been on, and we're grateful tomorrow at this time, right about like 8:20, right? 8:25, that huge announcement is coming. We can't tell them now, Chloe.
No, we cannot say anything. Obi, Slater, especially Obi, I'm really giving you the daggers because I know Obi tends to slip up sometimes and share too much information. But
oh, man.
But he's been good this morning keeping it a secret. But it is. It's a blessing every single day to get to do what we do. We love our jobs. But it's things like this that really are just the best. Like, we get so excited to bring these experiences to you and your families.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Do not say anything.
Okay. So let's talk about Runway to Hope because Slater here is going to get dressed. We would love for you guys to jump on Facebook Live on the K92.3 Facebook page because Runway to Hope, primarily, they help Central Florida families that are battling pediatric cancer. So we're asked to be a part so this way we could be host and run these kids down the runway. Well, you got to look all fancy. And Slater brought in two different suits. Those are not colors I would have ever chosen.
No.
They're bright.
What?
They're bright. I need sunglasses.
Okay. So in 6 minutes, full fashion show here on our Facebook page. That's the man, Luke Combs. This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. It is Obi, Chloe, Slater. Here we are where we're just going to remind you one more time that we're the station paying your bills. And at 10 o'clock, we got another keyword worth $1,000 for you to do whatever you want. You have kitchen appliances that need upgrading. Maybe the kids are in karate and you want to take care of 6 months of paying the kids karate. You can do that with this money.
How about summer camp? Summer is right around the corner. So put that money towards some camp for the kids.
Or you could buy 20 suits on Amazon.
You absolutely could do.
So I was going to make the segue that Runway to Hope is next week, right? So May 4th, may the 4th be with you. Runway to Hope is an opportunity for a lot of us that are influencers in the community for us to, we're basically guardians or escorts. That's a better word. For kids that are suffering from pediatric cancer. And so these kids are battling it. A lot of kids, they work their way through it. And some kids, it's just unfortunate just what happens with the story. But that's what Runway to Hope is all about, to highlight the fact that this is happening and to raise those funds. Now, Chloe, myself, Slater, we've all been asked to escort a child, and so that means you get all dressed up. And Slater said that he was going to get an outfit off of Amazon. I immediately brought it to my daughter, who gets things off of Shein.
Yes, I love Shein.
It comes paper thin. It's as cheap as the money she spent on it.
It's one of those, Shein is that site where like you can wear it once and then it's probably you can't wear it anymore because that's how that's how thin the material can be with some things. And so that was kind of how Obi and I felt with Slater buying this suit on Amazon. I love Amazon. There's probably a package that comes every day from them. But I was a little worried for an entire suit for $60 what it was going to look like.
How it would be. And this was the very first time as I get my tie all set up that I ever ordered a suit on Amazon. And I was amazed. The ratings that they had were great. They were like, you know, almost 5 stars for everything. And Obi, this
is not bad. Look, that's 3 pieces, man.
I mean, it's awesome. And the material is great. Like,
tell me that that is a $60 like
No. It feels legit. Like I'm even touching the lining because sometimes they can skimp on the lining.
Okay, if you're listening in your car right now and you're not able to join us on Facebook Live, if I could paint the picture of this color of the suit, this is what gets me. Is Slater is in a hot pink jacket.
Yeah, that's not pink.
That is hot pink. Very bright pink. He's got the bright pink tie and a very teal blue shirt. The vest is also hot pink as well as the pants.
So that's, pink and teal blue.
Yeah.
You definitely stand out.
So what are
There's
we,
no doubt about it.
What are we
it.
Thinking?
Well, I think I can help you tie your tie better. But hold on. Okay, step back into the camera.
I hope so.
Step back into the camera so this everybody can see the entire suit. Like it's Slater's 6'4".
It's legit. It looks really good on you.
When you purchase something off of Amazon, there's always this like, is it going to be big enough? Is it going to be tight enough? And I think that looks great, dude. I don't even think maybe if you wanted to see somebody to take care of your pants.
Yeah.
Like to tailor them.
Oh, but we could tape them.
I'm just going to Urkel it up.
So really quick. Yeah. Okay, change into the other one. So this way people here. You know what? Hold on. Let me check the comments too because everybody's leaving comments and I want to make sure. Okay, so
hot pink jacket.
Amy says you look great. Teresa says that's fantastic.
Tie. Looks really good.
Pepto color. Peter, that's the color.
But, Chloe, I'm gonna change over there so you got to divert your eyes.
Okay,
so
I don't want to look. All right, I'll look backwards. Okay. But I really do. I really like this color. Well, would it be a color I would wear? No, but I think it's totally up Slater's alley. And I had a feeling that he was up to something when he asked Obi and I multiple times, hey, what are you wearing to Runway to Hope? What colors are you wearing to Runway to Hope? Do you want to maybe think about matching? And I said, Slater, I haven't even thought that far. I have an idea. Probably like a black dress that's in there. And so once he brought these suits in, he said, do you want to match? I'm like, I love that that's where your head is at, that you want us to match. But I don't think that I'll be rocking a hot pink and coral blue.
Okay, well,
dress.
Kim Buchanan's asking, what color shoes, Slater?
Black, right?
Donna says you look great.
Oh, there you go.
I think with something like that, you need like white shoes.
I'm thinking, oh.
Oh, wow, you literally just changed behind me. You took your pants off and everything.
Oh, yeah. For sure. My Dwayne The Rock Johnson was out a second ago.
Just a little rock.
I did not turn around.
Okay, so Patricia, thank you for joining us. Alicia, Laura. Laura says people from Boston can make everything look great. Oh, people from... Laura.
That's sweet.
Thank you so much for joining us on Facebook Live. Now, I am having Slater change into this other suit, okay? I'm sorry that this break is going a little long, but I need for you all to understand that I am surprised. I thought these were going to be crappy, like Halloween style outfits that they're polyester, they're paper thin, and I am impressed.
I am too, and his shirt that he's wearing underneath, it's like silk. Like, it's really, really a nice material.
Jake Dunton, he says, kind of surprised it fits.
Wow.
Me too.
I
for
said
6 foot
thing.
Four.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder for me, I'd have to get like a child large.
What color are you wearing, Obi? You're not going to try to match Slater, right?
No, I'm not matching Slater. I have decided in the years coming for all these galas that we do, like I'm going to start to wear Chucks, like sneakers with sort of a nice suit.
That's a very in thing right now if you ask your kiddos. We're seeing a lot of the guys at prom and homecoming the dunks.
For years, I used to be the guy who would dress up in a tuxedo for everything. And then nowadays, you go and now I'm the only guy in a tuxedo because everybody else is wearing something fun and fashionable. All right, so Slater's throwing on his second suit. Right. Again, these suits
second
were $70
jacket,
and
the vest.
Under.
See, you ladies, it's so much easier because all you need to do is just put it on a dress. So if you have to do a quick change, that's why Carrie Underwood makes it look so easy. I mean, like, for any of us
come
guys,
on, change
so
and
many-
talk, change and talk.
Put that jacket on. You know why? Because there's like 47,000 buttons. I get it, Slater. You got the buttons for the jacket, the shirt, the pants. You almost forgot to zip up your pants.
Yeah. One. So this suit
oh,
is
no,
like
it's, nope, there,
there
it is.
We
this,
go. We zipped up our pants.
This suit is like a turquoise. So now we've changed from an all pink suit to an all turquoise
suit.
Right,
with a pink undershirt.
Right.
Pink undershirt.
Which really
undershirt
pops.
And a green tie that has pink accents. And this was all at Amazon for $70.
All right. Let's put on that jacket and let's see. Okay. What do you think, Obi? Here goes the jacket. You know what it looks like? It looks like the Masters green jacket. I love it. I love this. I am voting for the green because of the Masters.
I like that Chloe picks it just because of the Masters.
It looks good.
Yeah. Okay. So to be honest, I like this one better.
You do?
Okay. So Tammy's saying you can wear pink for cancer.
I like it. Oh, your tie's right there, Slater. I see it in the bag on the floor.
Tim Snyder. Tim Snyder right feels the host right in there. Me. He said, chop, chop, Slater. All right, okay, so what do we think? What do we think, Chloe?
I'm going with green.
Ultimately, it's up to your daughter, right? Like, I think really you let your daughter pick.
It is. I'm going with the green, and that's just because I think the hot pink was awesome, but the hot pink is like, it's hot.
Super
and this
hot.
Is a little bit more subtle. So.
I like it.
And I like this tie better because this tie is multicolored, and it goes with the pink, it goes with the green.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And I have one of these too. What is that? Pocket square.
Yeah, pocket square.
Huh?
Wow. Okay. So
then it would be this tie.
I'm going green.
Vicky's saying pink. Ruby's saying second one. Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, this was a lot of fun, Slater. Thank you so much for doing this fashion show.
And again, if you're looking for the suits, the High Hawk men's suits with stretchy fabric. So that way I can eat like a king beforehand. It will fit me.
There you go. Okay. So Jelly Roll facing his nightmares and taking us to a place that's haunted him for years. That All Access I Can't is coming up here in 6 minutes. You get that tie right.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.